Vexing Cat here, recording the July Ask Me Anything. First question, what is the craziest script you've wanted to do but never have for any number of reasons? I don't know if it's crazy per se or weird, but your personal sexual wellness secretary, which is an F-sub free use by Floss Laguerre, Flossy, as I like to call him. It's on my list of things to do. I just haven't gotten around to it, and I would like to eventually. Question number two. What are some of your favorite GWA tags? Easily, grown ass woman. It's my tag. It's how I identify all of my audios, and will continue to use it from here on out. As far as other tags, personal favorites are, of course, F-sub, F-dom. If it's an audio I'm looking for, I kind of lean towards the M-dom personally, but that's just because I like to hear men get a little bit aggressive. As far as other tags, wet noises or wet sounds are another fave. Otherwise, you can't go wrong with anything bondage or rope. On to question number three. Tag you wish was more widespread. Tag you wish would just go away already. Tag that I wish was more widespread. Wet noises, for sure. And then tag that I wish would just go away. Cream pie. It's so redundant. If he's not coming in you, what's the fucking point? So, facials notwithstanding. Question number four. What's your most unconventional kink? I don't know if I have any unconventional kinks. I definitely have some that are more mainstream. I mean, BDSM is a wide range, but I love bondage. I love rope play, some whipping, spanking, that sort of thing. But I don't think of them as necessarily unconventional. What was the first movie you saw in theaters? Believe it or not, it was Ariel. The Little Mermaid in theaters way, way back when. I think I was like 5 or something. And it was the very first movie my mom thought I could sit through and enjoy and not make a fuss. What's your most finicky habit? I use my hands to talk a lot, which is why in my audios I have to edit out little bumps and nicks as I hit things, because I'm so used to tapping or like clapping or just using my hands to articulate my expression. Number seven, what type of underwear is your favorite / you wear the most? I love a good boy short. It's just so cute. And the way it curves the ass and you get a little bit of a curve underneath, it kind of pokes out a little bit. I think it's just really flirty and fun. What body type, social stereotype, or race do you find attractive that doesn't get enough recognition? This is a complicated question. I love, like personally, I like all kinds of people. From the whipcorn lean skinny type all the way up to the brick shit house massive type. Tall, short, it really doesn't matter race wise. I guess, I don't know, a lot of like South American people are very, very pretty. So Colombians and Argentinians and such. So number nine, when and where was your first kiss? When I think I was 13 or 14 and I went to go visit my friend and he was babysitting his younger siblings and we were jumping on the trampoline and one thing led to another when I pounced on him and we were wrestling around and I just kissed him. Nothing complicated really. Number 10, how many squid do you think it would take to pilot you like a skin suit, asking for a friend? Sweet Lord Jesus, this question. I'd say, considering how big squid are, maybe 3, you know, one to work the each leg and then one to work the torso and the arms, I guess. I mean, they have how many tentacles to run you? This is a weird, weird question, but that's everything for now, and you'll be hearing from me again with the August Ask Me Anything. So have a good one.